Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wished for something with all your heart, but didn't have the words or the vision to call it into existence? Don't feel like a lone ranger. There are countless souls wandering around aimlessly, looking for their missing pieces in life that will complete their big picture of living an abundant, radiant, and thriving life. Today, each and every person suffers from I.O., information overload. We are bombarded with never-ending words. However, I.O. leaves us asking, now what? Where do I go from here? Where do you go to consciously find your way to receive the answers you desire, to improve your life, health status, your proper lifestyle, your family's health and welfare, is to the now what? Where do I go from here? The Star Waters and Sandy Rogers Show, airing each Thursday from 2 to 3:30 p.m., is where you'll find your answers. Star and Sandy know how confusing it is having this expert or that health professional barking at you with their opinions of what they know you should be eating, which pill for every ill is just right for you, or what you should be thinking about the availability of your time when it comes to providing healthy food for you and your loved ones. When you are constantly convinced that you lack the time to prepare your own food made with ingredients you purposely add and know it is safe and nutritious, you are now being programmed to eat fast, eat processed, because you're too busy. Don't believe the hype. Together, these wellness advocates will provide cutting-edge information, straight, no chasers, to educate you and give you the words and vision to ask the question, now what? Where do I go from here?
Greetings, everyone. It's Thursday afternoon. It's a little gray and overcast here in Atlanta. Well, we're excited to be bringing to you, now what? Where do I go from here? So you've got your moderators here, Star Waters, also known as the Wellness Wizard, and me, Sandy Rogers, the Wellness Gangster. And we're going to be talking with you for the next 3 weeks about colon health. And we're going to explain the reason why in just a moment. But we're so excited that you have chosen to be with us on the program today. So, man, we're going to talk about something we don't normally talk about. So just stay tuned with us. But, you know, we always have to do things in order. So first, what we do always is give thanks to our ancestors. Our ancestors have brought us many gifts and many blessings, and we know that we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength, for knowledge, for fortitude, and for resilience. Our ancestors paved the way. And we're grateful always, always. So now that we know better, we can do better. We follow the golden wisdom that our ancestors gave us for health and wellness. We give thanks today and always. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So thank you for joining with us today. We invite you to eavesdrop on this conversation. We're going to talk about, again, colon health, and I'm going to share with you shortly the reason why we've chosen this topic and the reason behind doing it in a three-part series. Because colon health is something that's extremely important for all of us. So, audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcome, and every voice will be heard. Our call-in number here to the station is 516-531-9819, and you would just press 1 on your dial to alert us you want to speak live on air. And to ensure the best quality on our playbacks, because people are listening at other times, we just ask that once your line is open, if you're not speaking, just to mute your line, that's all. And you can always go back and listen to the rebroadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, SandyRogers. So you're listening to Now What? Where Do I Go From Here? With Star Waters and Sandy Rogers. We're going to take a quick music break here, and then we'll come right back and get the show started. Thank you again for being with us.
I don't wish no more. No, no. No, I wanna. No, I coulda. No, I shoulda. No, I don't wish no more. Day I wake up and I pray, oh Lord, I thank you. This is my day, it's my day to create my life exactly as I desire it to be. I meditate on love and peace, I meditate knowing your will is my will. So I don't wish no more. Thank you.
that brings back so many memories as a joint project between me and my nephew, Anthony A.K. King. Lyrics are by both of us, and, of course, that's his voice that you hear. That was one of my first offerings to the universe at writing music with so much meaning. And so I'm going to tell you why I played that in just a moment. But welcome back. Thank you for being with us. Welcome back to Now What? Where Do I Go From Here with Star Waters and Sandy Rogers. And like I said, we're starting today with a three-part or three-week series on colon health. And we're calling it a trilogy of wellness. And I have a close family member who I'm not going to say their name just because I have not asked permission. So I'm going to kind of give you details about this person, this person's health. And so that's what I'm concerned with, is the health aspect. And so it's being brought as a tribute to bring information and knowledge to you, our listeners, in hopes that it would be something that you could use and share with your family. And so we're not going to wish. We're not going to wish for good health. We're going to actually be actively participating in it by discussing colon health and how do we cause harm to this most valuable organ of the human body. It really is. I was telling Star a couple of days ago when we were discussing what the topic of the show would be, like there's some kind of saying that, you know, the different parts of the body was in this debate as to who was the most important part, right? And so the hands are, I'm the most important part of the body because I get to feel and give you the sensation of what we have. And the eyes are like, no, I'm the most important part because I can see where we're going. And then the feet is like, no, it's me because I get to walk, you know, whatever. And so the colon says, I beg to differ with all of you. I'm the most important part because when I stop working, everybody stop working. So,
yes.
Kind of sort of like that. I know those aren't the exact words, but you get the gist of what I'm saying.
You know? We get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. We get it. And yeah. I was watching a program last night that was talking about wellness in general, and this particular person had gathered six people that all had different wellness issues, and one of the people was a gentleman, and he suffered with chronic constipation. And you know how they have the people who do their own little cameras, you know, in their own home, and this guy, his face was so twisted and tortured, and he was saying, I just need the SHIT. Oh, this is the most horrible feeling in the world. It wants to come. I know I run in the toilet. Nothing comes out. And it's been days. And I just want to die because I can't SHIT. And I thought, wow, how coincidental that this is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Exactly.
And 2 weeks from now, because it is agonizing when you're stopped up, when you don't have that natural rhythm, that flow to release the toxins, the fecal matter that you have in your body. So there's nothing that happens by accident. So I was meant to share that story with you guys.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Star. So I will be probably leading the first part of this discussion because of a situation that I experienced. And then, you know, it's going to be open and audience again. You know, you're always welcome to be a part of what we're talking about. But I would like to lay the groundwork a little bit So back in 1999, I had just switched over to a new medical provider. And when I went in and did the, you know, the long form that where you put all of your family health information and stuff in, so my doctor saw that my mom had experienced colon cancer and that my dad had diverticulitis. She was like, oh, we got to do a colonoscopy. So I'm like, well, okay, whatever that is, you know, like I'll be more than happy to do whatever it is that you need for me to do. And so when I go back in, I had the colonoscopy, and so I go back in for the results, and she's like, oh, my God, I've never seen anybody's x-rays look like that, and I don't have the expertise to properly diagnose this, so I had to call in a team of doctors, and so we chose or decided, it was unanimous, that what you have is called Crohn's disease, and it could be fatal. It, you know, it can kill you if it's not properly taken care of. She says, I have never diagnosed anyone with this disease. And so she gave me the spelling of it and a couple of brochures and told me that if I wanted additional information, to call the 800 number that was on the brochure or go to the library. And so the reason why I played that song, I Don't Wish Anymore, because it was in that situation where I learned how vitally important it is for you to learn about the titles and the names of things that people label you with. And so I had to go out and find out about what was this Crohn's thing. I did take some pills. She prescribed me some pills, although she had already told me she didn't know nothing about it. And the pills made me sick. And because of that, and being a repeat of taking pills from a doctor and then making me sick, that was when I really, really got into researching and finding out for myself exactly what Crohn's was, how to work with it, how to improve my health. And this, I went to my local herb shop. I mean, just a superb individual's Garden of Health. They're no longer there. They're back in Ecuador now, but I went into the herb shop to inquire about what I could do, and as I was checking out the books that they had, this particular little 102-page, 105-page book jumped out at me, and it's called Dr. Norman W. Walker's Colon Health, The Key to a Vibrant Life. You can regain the vitality of your youth. And so it was so little, right? And I was like, okay, so we're going to go here first because literally it's on the bookshelf. And I want to read the first couple of pages to you, and just so that we're all starting out on the same place. So it says, your body needs attention. Your body is the house in which you live. By analogy, it is just like the building in which you make your home. Your home needs, at the very least, periodic attention. The roof may leak, the plumbing may get out of order and clog up, termites may drill through the floors and the walls, and other innumerable cases of deterioration may make their appearance. Such is the case with your physical body. Every function and activity of your system, day and night, physical, mental, and spiritual, is dependent upon the attention you give to it. The kind and quality of the food you put into your body is of vital importance to every phase of your existence. Good nutrition regenerates and rebuilds the cells and tissues which constitute your physical body. Undigested food, and the processes by which waste matter is eliminated from the body without fermentation and putrefaction is dependent as well on good nutrition. The possibility of attaining any degree of vibrant health is prevented if such fermentation occurs, accumulated, and retained by the body. The elimination of undigested food and other waste products is equally as important as the proper digestion and assimilation of food. In fact, I can think of nothing more significant and vital than preventing the danger of inevitable effects of toxema and toxic poisons that are a result of the neglect and failure to expel feces, debris, and waste matter from the body. Few of us realize that failure to effectively eliminate waste products from the body causes so much fermentation and putrefaction in the large intestine or colon that the neglected accumulation of such waste can and frequently does result in a lingering demise. The reality importance of this colon problem was brought to my consciousness when I was a very young man. I was visiting an aunt in Scotland when one morning a sudden piercing shriek ran through the house from the living room. There on the floor, curled up in convulsive agony, was my favorite teenage cousin. The doctor was called immediately. He declared she must have burst her appendix. She was rushed to the hospital in the family carriage in the company of the doctor, but she died within a few hours. The old doctor said he did not know what caused the appendix to burst. He was not taught in medical school that it is the natural result of neglecting the colon. From that day to this, the colon has been the focal point of my research. So that's what the author is saying, what prompted him to really get into studying the colon. So it says, if a person has eaten processed, fried, and overcooked foods, devitalized starches, sugar, and excessive amounts of salt, his colon cannot possibly be efficient, even if he should have a bowel movement 2 to 3 times a day. Instead of furnishing nourishment to the nerves, muscle cells, and tissues of the walls of the colon, such foods can actually cause starvation of the colon. A starved colon may let a lot of fecal matter pass through it, but it is unable to carry on the last of the digestive and nourishing processes and functions intended for it. In order to live, the human body must be nourished. The cells and tissues composing the anatomy are live organisms with an amazing degree of resilience, elasticity, and buoyancy. To be able to replenish and reinvigorate these cells and tissues, their nourishment must necessarily be composed of live elements, such as foods with life-giving properties. There are also foods whose ultimate function is to clean, move used-up cells and tissues and pilot this waste to the colon for evacuation. The fiber, which is so essential for the proper and complete digestion of our food, is needed in the colon just as much as in the small intestine. Such fiber, however, must be composed of roughage, that which is found in raw foods. When these fibers pass through the intestines, they become, figuratively speaking, highly magnetized, and in this condition are very helpful in the functions involved in the various parts of the intestines. In addition to receiving the residue of that part of our food which is not digested, the colon also accommodates itself to the fiber, the roughage in the food upon which it depends for its intestinal broom. When the mineral elements which compose the foods we eat are saturated with oil or grease, the digestive organs cannot process them efficiently, and they are passed out of the small intestine into the colon as debris. In addition, the body has a great deal of waste to dispose of through the colon in the form of used up cells and tissues. When demagnetized food passes through the body system with little or no benefit, eventually experience has proved these foods leave a coating on the inner walls of the colon like plaster on a wall. In the course of time, this coating may gradually increase its thickness until there is only a small hole through the center, and the matter so evacuated may contain much undigested food from which the body derives little or no benefit. The consequent result is a starvation of which we are not conscious, but which causes old age and infirmity toward us with the throttle wide open. Infirmity and sickness at any age is the direct result of loading up the body with foods which contain no vitality, at the same time allowing the intestines to remain loaded with matter. And I got a couple more paragraphs, and then we're going to open this up for discussion. Whew, the colon, your body's sewer. The colon is a natural breeding ground for bacteria. The purpose and function of this bacteria is to neutralize, dissipate, avoid, and prevent a toxic condition from developing in the colon. However, there are two types of bacteria, namely the healthy scavenger type known as Bacilli coli and the pathogenic or disease-producing kind. In a proper, clean, healthy environment, the healthy scavenging bacteria will control the pathogenic kind. When too much fermentation and putrefaction is generated in the colon as a result of neglecting to keep it as free from feces and waste as possible, the pathogenic bacteria proliferate and ailments result. It is necessary that such waste be expelled from the body, and for this purpose, your colon is equipped with a very efficient system of elimination. That is to say, quote unquote, efficient if it is in good and proper working order, functioning on the schedule suited to your physical condition. The very best of diets can be no better than the very worst if the sewage system of the colon is clogged with a collection of waste and corruption. It is impossible when we eat 2, 3, or more meals in a day not to have residue accumulated in the colon in the form of undigested food particles as well as the end product from food which has undergone digestion. Furthermore, not only does food waste accumulate in the colon, but also the millions of cells and tissue which have served their purpose and have been replaced. These cells and tissues are dead proteins of a highly toxic nature if allowed to ferment and putrefy. You no doubt have experienced, You no doubt have experienced the offensive aroma emanating from the body of an animal which has died and whose carcass has begun to decompose. The cells and tissue in the anatomy undergo the same decomposition when they are allowed in the colon longer than necessary. In simple words, the colon is the sewage system of the body. Nature's law of preservation and hygiene require and insist that this sewage system be cleansed regularly under penalty of the innumerable ailments, sicknesses, and diseases that follow as the night follows the day if waste is allowed to accumulate. Not to cleanse the colon is like having the entire garbage collecting staff in your city go on strike for days on end. The accumulation of garbage in the streets creates putrid, odoriferous, unhealthy gases which are dispersed into the atmosphere. That is the very first pages of Colon Health by Dr. Norman W. Walker.
Wow.
Let me read this one more. And hold on just a minute for me, Star. A hospital
stay. You take your time. This is a very important topic. Take your time.
Just a few people followed me from Indiana to tell me that he was scheduled to go into the hospital the next day. What for, I asked him. He told me he had a blocked and could not defecate. The prolonged retention of feces and stale waste matter in the colon may and frequently does result in the blocking of the passage within the colon, making it impossible to have a bowel movement. I asked my friend why. Knowing our program, did he not get some colon irrigation? Oh, he answered, that's out of the question. The nearest one is 100 miles from here. I told him I would rather travel 1,000 miles for some colonics before I would allow myself to be taken to the hospital. As it turned out, my friend took that 100-mile trip and telephoned me a week or so later to say it had saved his life. He was feeling better than he had felt in years and was going back for some more colonics soon. This is by no means an isolated case. I could fill a book with similar ones. That's written by the doctor. And so I want to give two supporting stories. The first one is my family member that is going through some issues right now with blockage in his colon. He actually said he had gone to the doctor because he was having some issues prior to being admitted into the hospital. And a few weeks before he got rushed to ER, he went for the results of his test, and the doctor told him, he said, well, you're full of shit. And so my friend was like, no, come on, doc, tell me what's up. And the doctor's like, I'm being perfectly honest with you. Your colon is compacted. And so I don't know what the conversation was around that, because I'm being told this not from my family member, but by, you know, another source, but I believe it to be good information. And so he went into he's still in the hospital. We're going into 3 weeks now, and they started doing whatever the treatment is. He is finally having bowel movement. And it was interesting that he was complaining the other day that he had lost 25 pounds in 14 days. And for me, what that represents is all of that stale, putrefied waste that's been collected in his colon. Block knows how long. And there's been just cases and cases and cases of people that have gone and had the colonics done or other more natural than the hospital. I don't know what they're doing in there, so I'm making an assumption by saying what they're doing. So, but whatever they're doing, he's finally having some regular bowel movements. My sister, who died actually 10 years ago, man, I just was thinking about that the other day. But I remember my sister having just a boatload of issues that were all triggered from her prolonged use and dependence on steroids. Prednisone, to be exact, was the medicine. And she got to a place where she was taking like 3 of those gallon-sized bags of medicine. It was just ridiculous. And but even through all of that, through heart attack, through breast cancer, through liver going down, through having to do dialysis, and all of the stuff that she went through for years, I mean, just years, she kept her wits about her. She kept her spirits high until she became constipated. When she became constipated, everything about her changed. Just like Star was saying, the man on the video, the documentary that she saw, that was how my sister became. And excuse me if this is offensive to anybody, but this is real life stuff that we're talking about right here. I called her because I was on my way out there. And she said, Sandy, she said, I just don't know. And mascara stuff. I've done enemas, 2-3 enemas a day, and nothing is making me have a bowel movement. She said, I have stuck my fingers up my ass and nothing. She said, because I want to just like pull it out. She said, and nothing's working. And I was leaving that next day to go see about my sister, and she died that morning before I even mama. I know that my sister died from that chronic, and what Dr. Walker is talking about in his book with all of that, her sewage system got blocked up, and it had no place to go, and so it poisoned the rest of her system. And so we don't know, I don't even know what words to put right there. We need to take this more serious. We need to be able to talk about bowel movements. We need to be able to talk about our colon. We need to talk about what you're eating, how it impacts the health of your colon, because the colon, when it stops up, everything stops.
Whew. That's right. And, you know, we could all hear how passionately you were affected by, you know, what your sister went through. And you say it's been 10 years. I mean, it's like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was a short, brief period of time in your remembering your sister that I couldn't hear what you said. It was like nothing was coming through, and I know that we missed some very powerful words. But I know that the medications that we take, my girlfriend and I did a little test one time where she put in a glass bottle about maybe 50 to 60 different pills in capsules and tablets, And she also put in, I think, 7-Up. It was like an acidy type of a soft drink, and left it in there. And actually, none of those pills, capsules dissolved. They stayed. I mean, they kind of some of them partially dissolved, and some of them didn't dissolve at all. What we were trying to do was to imitate, you know, like the acids in your stomach. But, yeah, those pills and tablets, and especially with what you were saying that your sister was taking, they do clog you up. I mean, there's nowhere to go. And especially if you don't have the type of food, i.e. diet, that you are eating that is acting as a natural broom to your digestive system, one that is filled with fiber. Now today, many, many, many people are eating less fiber. They think they may be eating fiber by having like cereal in the morning and all of that stuff, but basically mostly what people are doing is they are eating a lot of protein in the form of animals, you know, so a lot of meat, you know, sometimes that comprises of their whole meal. You know, they might have some chicken nuggets, you know, along with some French fries or something like that. You know, the, and I mentioned the cereal. They'll have cereal thinking that that's, you know, going to be a grain, but the thing that really is harming our intestines is the food that we are putting inside of us, the processed foods. And the reason why I say processed foods is because the processed foods are loaded with chemicals, and the chemicals are harmful to the bacteria of our intestines. You mentioned earlier when you were talking about Dr. Walker, and you mentioned about being having vibrant health. And when I see that word vibrant, I see all of the colors of the rainbow, you know, brightly colored, vibrant. And vibrant health is equal to a healthy colon. If those two aren't aligned, we ain't got no vibrant health, okay? We may have some diminishing health. I see like a colon that is supported by, what do you call it, one of those things that you put up on your arms to walk with, crutches.
Oh, a
that
cane.
Colon is sick. Yeah, or a cane. That colon is sick. It ain't vibrant. It's barely making it. And so the one thing we need is to let go of the processed food. We need to let go of the fast foods. And we need to make sure that, oh, and you mentioned the fried foods and the oils. We need to let go of all of that. And these are the type of food choices that are being bombarded to us daily on a almost a 24-hour without any ceasing basis. I just came from the grocery store, and I'm telling you, the food manufacturers, they are messing with our minds. I'm here to tell you. The reason why I say that is because all of the fast food, all of the processed food, they are packaged with these vibrant colors to get your attention as you're walking down the aisle. You know, you look over there, woo, there's a whole display of all kind of chips and everything. You keep walking, and here's some more vibrant colors over here. Woo, you got the cookies of all different assortments. I mean, we are being tempted and tested every single moment that we are away from our sanctuaries, our homes. And unless you are on top of it, you're going to keep falling down the rabbit hole of health. So I want to thank you, Sandy, for suggesting that we have this non supper table conversation, because this is not something that we're going to discuss at the dinner table with our families, far from it. But it is a subject that is very necessary for us to walk into the sunshine with vibrant health. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Oh, you're welcome. You know, because when I was being told of my family member's condition, you know, it was almost like the person didn't even believe what the doctor had said to him, you know, and I'm like, but that's really true. You know, that can happen. And so we still don't know. And I know that I did so much studying on the colon when they told me that what they had just found in my body was going to kill me. I'm like, well, no, you're going to figure this thing out. And so that was when I began my research and learning. And I had forgot some of that. And so I actually had bought a new copy of the book to send to my family member, because my copy is in my storage unit. And it was like I needed it right then. So I happened to pick it up a couple of days ago, and I'm like, oh, man, we got to have this conversation, because I didn't know before that. So we've got a caller on. Eve, are you here with us?
Hey, I am. Wow. You know what?
Hey, darling.
Hey, you all. Wow.
Hey.
You know, all I've been doing is a lot of traveling, and I've been very busy, and I'm busy now. I'm a guest. But you know what? I got the plugs in my ear because I'm listening to the show.
Okay.
Okay. I can't stay long. Hey, let me tell you what I heard about the food, the colon. Hey, Sandy, your sister. Look at this. Your family, my family, all our family, the whole world. I'm calling right now on the sun. I'm calling on the stars. I'm calling on the moon. I'm calling on ourselves. And wow, this is so powerful and so big. And I'm supporting Sandy, your sister, you, the family. I'm supporting you, the family, all of us, all our listeners, the whole world. I'm ready. You should see me. I am in a Bruce Lee stand and a Muhammad Ali stand. This ain't no joke. You know what? I am going to take charge of myself, and I'm going to step up to the plate. And this is the first year I'm going to do a garden. Wow, I'm so proud.
Oh,
I'm so proud. Hey, you all. The only reason I got to go, but I had to give y'all that. I got to give y'all the rope a dope, okay? Because y'all bringing it. Because, you know, you all is a lot of love. Let me tell you, you helping me and everybody else. Hey, I love y'all, and I'm going to be
love
here
you
love
too,
the
too,
best
Eve.
Of the best. All right? Woo! Talk to
thanks,
you all.
Thanks.
Love
okay. And so, Eve, I'm going to suggest that this book is, like, really tiny. It's less than – it's 110 pages, I believe. It costs less than $10. It's called Colon Health, the Key to a Vibrant Life.
This is
and if you need any more information, just give me a shout out and I'll send you a copy.
I gotta say this before I go. This is too funny. Let me tell you, the key was is really tiny. She don't
it
see.
Is.
She knows. She know I'm gonna run through there. But wait a minute. I'm grabbing all the goodness that you all have. And wait a minute, I'm going to chew it. Wait a minute, from my head to my toe, it's totally on. I'm going to share it, and I'm going to live it. And wait a minute, I'm going to expand. Look at y'all. You should see me boxing. Hey, I love y'all. I got to go. I'm a guest.
Okay,
love y'all, but I got
thanks,
the plugs
thank
on.
You.
Ma!
Okay. Thanks right. for calling in, Eve. All right.
So Dr. Walker also writes, he says, in our present state of civilization, man is the victim of his appetites. He puts an F
woo,
on there.
Woo, woo, woo.
He said he eats whatever he wants, and at any time he chooses, he is influenced by the environment in which he was born, and also by the customs and habits of society. He may
That's right.
consequently adopt the same eating habits of those in his environment, which in the final analysis may turn out to be poison for him. The colon is the best indicator of a person's habits and of the condition of his body, whether the body is healthy or not. To have a clean colon is the best health insurance we can have. There's no better way that we have found for attaining and maintaining a clean, healthy colon than by means of colon irrigations and eating the right foods. And so colon irrigations are colonics. And for those of you that may not be familiar, there's a couple of different ways that you can have a colonics. There is a less expensive way where you kind of are laying there controlling the inflow of the water into your body by yourself and then releasing it. The one that I would recommend is with a trained colon therapist where they massage your stomach. They control the water. The person that I use, she puts essential oils on the stomach, and she's massaging and making sure, because what this water that's going up inside of you, what it's doing is loosening that member of your colon on a wall. Other from colonics is at, yes.
You went out for a moment. You said, remember. And I don't want our audience to not hear what you said, so repeat that part, please.
Okay. Okay. So remember earlier Dr. Walker had said about the buildup of on the sides of the colon is like plaster on that the colonics don't have a – that water is looping up the – of the intestines or colon. And what I used to give was, you know, for those of us that are of maturity, for real, when we were young and as summer school projects, we would, or even in school, we would create ashtrays and different kind of models out of flour and water. So if your diet is a lot of flour, like breads and donuts and cakes and stuff like that, then it's the same kind of process. And I experienced it too, so that's why I'm being able to talk about this. So it cakes up on the sides of your intestines, your colon. When I was diagnosed with Crohn's, I was not aware of colonics. I didn't know about colonics, and I got this other little T90 book. It was a lot smaller than Colon Health, and it's by a person by the name of Stephen Burroughs, and it's called The Master Cleanse. And did that Master Cleanse, which is the same thing. It's cleaning off on the sides of your colon. And I was doing that every 3 months for 2 years. And that third quarter in that second year, the stuff that came out of me stank so bad. I know that that's what had been in my body the longest. I tell you, woo-wee. Now I do colonics. But you can do The Master Cleanse. My first time on it was 44 days, I believe, 42, 44 days. I get all my numbers mixed up because I'm always doing these different fasts to, in the quest for a cleaner body. But that Master Cleanse, if you cannot do a colonic, that will work too. It just takes a little longer to get to the root of that or get to the edge where all of that stuff is coming off of the sides of your intestines, off the side of your colon. And once you do that, you know, I am fully recovered. I no longer have any symptoms, signs, or anything that points toward Crohn's, something that they told me was going to kill me. That was how many years ago? 20 years ago, 21 years ago. They told me that Crohn's was going to take me out unless I did the steroids or the operation or, you know, all of that kind of medical stuff. So we can take care of our body. We can reverse the sickness and the illness by cleaning out our colon. Colonics, I highly, 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 highly recommend colonics with the Tract Colon Hydrotherapist and eating clean foods, unprocessed, natural foods.
The key is eating fiber, eating foods that are full of fiber. That is your natural broom. So your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, eating, I have a whole list. I'll go through those later. But, yes, the colonics is what you do, like, to maintain over and over. But every single day, what you put in the other end of that opening at the anus, the foods that you feed yourself can also be daily colonic, so to speak, because it acts as a natural broom to get those to get that waste matter out of you as soon as possible. And what I started thinking about was when a baby is born. And I know we've all had our experiences with little bitty babies, brand new babies, and you know they usually start, you know, eating or having the mother's milk. You know, they'll drink the milk, you know, and they'll have this little funny look on their face and do like a little, and all of a sudden everything, I guess, that they've ingested from their mom is now in the diaper. And as you go along, you see that every time this baby takes in food, the baby releases the food that it had taken in through the bowels. And as they start then eating solid food, it kind of slows down a little bit. But it still happens on a regular basis. I mean, so the baby might have a couple of bowel movements a day. And then as we progress in our age and also in our maturity, that we start, once we grow teeth and we start eating other things, and a lot of those other things have to do with foods that don't have fiber, you know, then we then have fewer and fewer bowel movements. So how do we have a bowel movement almost for every time that we feed our body? Because it can and does happen a lot of times. You know, when you have, I'll go back to that phrase again, vibrant health and a healthy colon, almost as many times as you feed yourself, you have that many bowel movements. So if you're eating three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then you got several snacks, and at the end of the day, you might have one bowel movement. You know, you don't have to be a mathematician to know that you have not released all the food that you have put in. And then over a period of time, if you are eating that many times a day, and throughout the week you've only had like five, four bowel movements, you're already being blocked up. So, Sandy, as you gave an example of your history, my history is as a teenager, I noticed my mother's regularity, and she, you know, had a bowel movement every single day. I, on the other hand, did not. I might have a bowel movement maybe like about twice a week. And I know this is probably TMI, as they say, but we're on this subject, and so I'm bringing it. And so this was a concern when I went to the doctor. I asked the doctor, you know, why was I not going to the bathroom as often as my mother did? And by the way, I was about maybe 14 years old. And the doctor told me that regular was whatever regular was to each and every individual. So just because my mother went to the bathroom every day did not mean that I was in any way deficient to her. That was just what was regular to me. Well, as I got a little bit older, I started drinking my mother's leftover coffee, and I'd add a little water to it thinking I was grown. And I noticed that when I drank the coffee, I started having more, I'll go to this word, regular bowel movements. Every time I drank the coffee, I would have a bowel movement. And this went on for until I was like a very young adult, maybe like around 21. And then I started working in the produce section in the store. My husband was in the military, and I started eating more produce, fresh produce. And all of a sudden, now I was very regular. I was having like up to 3 bowel movements a day, and I thought really something was wrong with me. And ever since that time, with my diet, or live it as it is, where I have started ingesting more fresh fruits and vegetables, my regularity is anywhere from 3 and sometimes 4 times a day. So I'm here to tell you, fiber is the key. And, you know, don't believe the hype. There is a standard. There is something that is called regular, and it is for everyone to have a benchmark for. So I'm throwing that into the pot and leaving it as that.
Yeah. So I have two situations myself that I would like to share. So the first one is when I went to the Dominican Republic a few years ago. My son gifted me with a trip, and he and I went. And what I noticed, Star, kind of like what you're talking about that you had, is that every time I ate, within an hour or so, I was on the toilet. And I was just so jazzed up about that, you know. So, you know, I don't know how you guys take it, but I love when stuff don't just sit in my body. You know, like it go in and it come out, it go in and it come out. So I was really impressed with that. But then it had me thinking, so what's the difference between the food in the Dominican Republic and the food in the United States? Well, a lot of these, quote unquote, so-called underdeveloped places will not allow food from the United States into their country, into their land, into their reach for their people to consume. And because we eat here in America any and everything, things created in laboratories and things that are combinations of animals and plants and just all kind of everything. I believe that's why our systems are so jacked up. And now with so many of the infants, because the doctors are telling the moms not to breastfeed their babies, they're on this formula. And the formula is soy and GMO, so our babies are starting out being constipated from day one. So, you know, we got to really think about what we're doing and think about helping to educate our families and our friends and people that like I was at the gym earlier day, and this lady just came up to me and started talking. She was Filipino, and she was telling me that when she first got to the United States, she was a size 4, and she looked like maybe she's a 10 or a 12, maybe something, maybe even a 14. But she was saying that the only thing she wanted to do when she got to America was to eat like Americans, and she's gained all this weight. And so now she's trying to you know, get rid of it again. And it's just interesting that we, most of us, think that, you know, we are doing so well off because we can eat all of this stuff, but the diseases that we develop as a result of eating all this craziness is being called diseases of affluence. A-F-L-L-U-E-N-C-E, affluence. That's crazy. If you have more money, help me. Am I wrong? If you have more money, I would think you would be healthier. But that's not the case.
That's a natural assumption, yes. Yes.
We're just putting it out here for you guys.
Yeah, that's a natural assumption, and I want you to keep that in mind as we walk through this trilogy. Next week we'll be talking about the Daniel fast and that whole thing about the diet of affluence will come up again when we discuss what and how the Daniel fast came about. So, you know, as we look at our history, all of the people that are affluent or were affluent, for instance, let's say the difference between the people that our ancestors worked for were people of affluence. And we and our ancestors, I should say, we had what they coined poor people's food. It was basically plant-based food. But the people who were the recipient of the affluent diet, they were the ones that suffered from the cancer and all the other diseases, you know. And now that we have elevated financially to eat these foods, now we ourselves are suffering from the illnesses of affluence. So the beat goes on.
Yeah, it's insane. Another benefit of doing colonics and check for references when you go to start looking for one, for somebody to do your colonic for you, is that the benefit of a colonics over enemas is that it would take you somewhere between 12 to 20 to get the same effects of having one colonics. You can do that master cleanse. You're taking lemons, water, cayenne pepper, and gravy maple syrup, which gives you the nutrients, the minerals that your body needs so that you don't go into, like, starvation. The cayenne pepper is what helps to break the stuff up loose on the sides of the lemons. And the lemon helps to going as well. And, you know, simple ways, they're not very expensive, but these are some ways that you can start caring for your colon. Just to think about it, you know, like your colon is the sewer system of your body. If you had clogged up pipes in your house, right? if you had clogged up pipes in your house, man, you'd be having a plumber come out right away to get that stuff out, because it starts backing up and coming up through the basin, you know, through the drain, right? And so that's what happens in our bodies. All of that fermented, undigested, unreleased garbage comes up and creates all of these different ailments in the body. And in the book, Dr. Walker talks about the different organs in the body, the different diseases, and how getting colonics can cure cancer, prostate cancer, cure pancreatic cancer, can cure all of that, because it's the backup of that bacteria that's affecting and creating those various diseases in the body. And to me, it makes sense. You don't have to agree with what I'm saying. I'm just bringing it forth because it made sense to me back then in 1999 when they told me I was going to be dead in a couple of months.
I'm just saying. Well, first of all, let me back up a bit. I did not have a chance to comment on your intro into this show. But when you were explaining what the doctor said to you and how she laid it out and basically how long it took her to come out, I mean, I'm like, come on with it, come on with it. You know, her not ever having to seen this before and all that, it's like I would have been tearing my hair out, like, spit it out. Let me stop beating around the bush. I mean, that's enough to make anybody just frightfully, traumatized, you know. So
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're a doctor. You've never seen anything like this before, and you had to consult all these experts. What the hell do I have?
Right. Like, I got some monsters growing up in me or something, you know. Yeah. And so, and thank you for bringing that up, Star, because I was, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. It took a team of them to find out what's wrong with me. I'm going to die pretty soon, you know. So
the power
of those white coats, man, is strong. It is really, really
Absolutely.
Strong.
Absolutely. And back, if you don't mind, because I did not and do not want to stop your flow, but back when you were giving the analogy of the stopped up, pipes in our homes, you know, there are a couple of ways that we can our pipes. One is, you know, you can go to the store and get you a can of Drano, you know, and you can pour the Drano down the pipe and then put water in there to flush it out. Okay, that's probably if you have a stoppage that is not that bad. And on top of that, really honestly, it's not good for your pipes because of the acid or whatever it is. It could harm your pipes. But another way that if you call the professional in to unstop your pipes is for them to come in with one of these long, I forgot what they're called, but one of these long things that they put down. I mean, it's really long. It can be sometimes up to like about 25, 35 feet long, where they push this thing and it's like on like a reel. Push it down,
yeah,
the
call
drain,
it a
down
snake.
The drain. Yes, ma'am, a snake. And what they're doing is they're pushing that blockage out to the other end for as far as it goes, which now gives us a picture of how the drain is equated to our intestines. Our colons, I don't know how many feet they are. Do you remember how many feet our colon is?
What is it, like 25 or something? It's longer than that. I think it's longer than that. Let me see. Go ahead. I'll see if I can find it in the book.
Yes, well, it's a lot. All those little things that are wrapped around and all of that, it's a long amount of colon, of space that your food has to go through in order to be pushed out. So I'm saying that to say this. This is why it's so important that we eat foods that have that are loaded with fiber, that we drink lots of clear, clean water, that we have things that go in our body like lemon, putting lemon juice in our water, also putting the zest of lemon in our water, because in the skin of lemons is natural essential oils, and you mentioned that a good when people do the colonics that they put the essential oils on our stomachs. So by just taking a zester and zesting the skin of your lemon and putting that in your water is good to help to flush all of those masses and blockages out of us. The lemon juice is full of antioxidants and vitamin C. And so it's just a great thing for cleaning the colon. And, Sandy, you mentioned that as far as being in your master cleanse. So these are things that are very accessible to all of us that don't cost a lot of money. All they cost is your attention. Pay attention and make this a habit so that you can, as far as you can possibly take within your own hands, ways to cleanse your colon. Another thing is to eat apples. The pectin in the apples, and especially when you eat the skin, is a natural broom to your intestines to clean your intestines out. Eating or drinking raw vegetable juice. Now, Dr. Walker is actually an expert as far as juicing is concerned. And, yes, he is. I mean, they even have a juicer. I don't know if he actually made the juicer or whatever, but they have a juicer, the Walker juicer, that was named after him. So by us drinking raw vegetable juice, what we are doing is we are honoring our body by introducing enzymes into our system. Enzymes are live entities that are miraculous healing agents. And again, I mentioned the fiber food, and also I found this out doing aloe vera, having aloe vera, make a little smoothie of aloe vera and lemon juice and take it a couple of times a week. That also helps to clear the passage of our colon. Ginger helps to lessen the bloating in our colon and helps it to work properly and to remove the toxins that are in our body. So there are so many inexpensive things that we can just pick up at the grocery store to help us throughout, you know, the time between getting a colonic. And
yes. Yeah. You gave some great examples. I love that with the Drano and the plumber, you know, having the professional and the damage that can be caused with that Drano. So, yeah, those were really good, and it really a very vivid example, you know, to the explanation. And so I did check it, and the intestines are 25 feet long. The small intestine is 20 feet, and the large intestine is 5 feet. So that's a good little distance right there. So we want to make sure that we're that we're getting all of that cleaned out. Yeah, and I was really surprised, but it just made sense, especially for you men folks that are listening, that the prostate issues are directly associated with your colon health. Again, check out Dr. Walker's book. Take a read. It's called Colon Health, The Key to a Vibrant Life. He talks about the eyes and the ears. He talks about everything, all the parts of the body, the organs and all of that, and how the colon is what is has the greatest impact on everything working exactly the way that it's supposed to. And when you get a colonics, you know, make that be like perhaps your very first method of correcting asthma or hay fever, whatever it may be, you know, is to get that colon cleaned out. It's very important. We don't talk about it for whatever reason, and it don't matter. We're talking about it right here because, you know, man, look, like I said, I got a dear, dear friend, family member in the hospital. He has lost 25 pounds just by having regular bowel movements, but he had to be hospitalized in order to get that stuff out of him. I was trying to find a nice way to say it, but you know, it's real. It's real. Our elimination system must be kept clean if we're to live and to have that that experience of vibrant health, vibrant life. And so I just wanted to go back because I didn't finish. So the only times that I have experienced since having that diagnosis of Crohn's back in 99 was the incident in Dominican Republic, because I believe they have fresh natural food. And then the other time was when I did an extended urine water fast. And so I had no food in my body. I was constantly flushing it out every day by looping with my urine and drinking plenty and plenty of water. And so my colon was completely cleaned out. And when I came off, every time I ate within 30 to 45 minutes or around that time frame, I was on the toilet eliminating, and I was eating raw, fresh foods. And so I know that it makes a difference, because once you start, even if you do like a cooked soup or something like that, once you start changing the molecular structure of your foods by cooking it, and you get away from the raw foods, that all affects your overall health. Because even like doing something lightly steamed, I started getting further and further away from having that instant release from my system of what I had eaten. So it makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. Clean your colon out and eat raw, natural foods. Colon health.
You know what I am thinking right now? Because we're almost about ready to be out of time. This subject matter, and we just kind of scratched the tip of the iceberg here, but there's so many hints and examples that I had to help us out on a daily basis. But I'm thinking that we changed our history or our herstory the moment we stepped out of the garden. The moment we stepped out of the garden and we didn't have the raw fruits and vegetables to eat, because God placed us where he wanted us to be, is when we went on a downward cycle of not living in the vibrant health, okay? And one thing that I want to add that I think is really important, and that is adding activated charcoal to our daily routine And what the charcoal does is it acts like a sponge in our body, and it pulls the toxins out. So you can get activated charcoal, and you can put it in your spring water. You can make activated charcoal lemonade. You have that charcoal and the lemon. Put that zest in there, along with some strawberries and some cucumbers for hydration, and let it sit in your refrigerator for about 3 to 5 hours or overnight, and drink on that all day. And that is your detoxing water that is helping you to have a healthy, vibrant colon. And I just can't leave you with nothing, no more powerful than that. So, yes.
Yeah, that tells you. We go our whole life and never even consider having a discussion about something so fundamental. That's fundamental to life.
And it's something that people don't even talk about, really. I mean, they break it down to numbers. Baby, did you do the number two today? What you got to do, number one or number two? It's like the unmentionable, you know?
Yeah.
It's like never let that go past your lips, you know? And I also have heard of particularly females, younger females, maybe in their teenagers or early adulthood, that actually don't want to have bowel movements because they feel like it's nasty, you know? They just want to go and do the number one, you know, have and pass urine. Yeah, I have heard of people withholding. Yes, I have, which is crazy. I mean, it's nobody in there but you, and you ain't got to tell no business. I mean, but it makes sense. If you're putting all this food
insane.
In you, you got to let it out. But, yes, they avoid having bowel movements. It's crazy.
Wow. I was
and
not
apparently
up on that
they
one.
Haven't spoken. Yeah, that's really very kind of nuts. But I have heard that to happen. I don't know what their logic or what their thinking is all about, you know. I mean, if you think it's so nasty, just wash your hands really good afterwards. I don't know. Or have some type of spray. Maybe it's the smell that they, you know, feel is just not of good taste, or that's not the right word, but, you know, is a turnoff. I mean, they have so many products that are out now, you know, where you can spray something in the toilet water. I know a lot of people just will not have bowel movements while they're out. You know, they have to be in the comfort and the privacy of their own home. Well, many times once you hold that, then you become constipated because you didn't go when your body wanted to release it. And so, yeah.
Well, look, for us, we were not allowed to have bowel movements outside of our home. So, and that affected me terribly as I traveled a lot for my career, you know. So, but look, we're down to like 40 seconds, so we're going to need to end the show. We appreciate you guys for listening to us and for being with us. We will probably, I'm sure, continue this discussion next week on the colon health, and stay tuned, and we'll go from winding that up right into the Daniel fast. To reach Star, you want to give them your email right quick? We're out of time.
Yes, it is starwaters5, that's the number, at gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Star Waters on Facebook. That's how you can reach me.
And you can reach me at Life, Love, and, A-N-D, Life, Love, and Wellness at Gmail for email. I'm on Facebook, Sandy Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, Life, Love, and Wellness Global. is our group page on Facebook as well. Thank you for listening in. We shall continue this discussion next week. Love you guys.
Bye.